Welcome back to True Crime Junkie. Thank you for joining me for part 2 of 50 Strangest Unsolved Mysteries from Each State. Stay tuned as we move on after a quick word from Anchor.
Today marks 25 years since Mason City's news anchor Jody Huizentrude disappeared. The morning anchor never made it to work on June 27, 1995, and her whereabouts remain a mystery. Mason City Police won't reveal much about the specifics of the investigation, but say they remain hopeful they'll find answers one day.
Let's head to Iowa and the disappearance of Jody Huizentrude. Jody Huizentrude was a well-known and well-liked anchor woman for a TV station in Mason City, Iowa. On the morning of June 27, 1995, she was supposed to report to work at 4 a.m., but she slept in. A co-worker called her to wake her, and she left home shortly after, but Jody never showed up at her destination. A co-worker went to her apartment and found some of her belongings scattered around her car. It appeared that a struggle had taken place, but her whereabouts were not known. Jody had no known enemies, so police thought it may have been an obsessed viewer that was likely responsible for her vanishing. No trace of her was ever found, and her case remains unsolved. Jody was declared legally dead in 2001. On to Indiana. She vanished 3 weeks before getting married. Marilyn Nikwi McCown, a 28-year-old woman from Richmond, disappeared just 3 weeks before she was set to get married. On July 22, 2001, she stormed into the kitchen of her mother very upset about two creepy-looking men who were harassing her at a local laundromat. The police and family believe the creepy men may have had something to do with her disappearance. Unfortunately, no body or no motive was ever discovered, so no one knows what happened to her. Nikwi's mother suspects her would-be husband had something to do with it.
He never left without giving me a hug. And I'll never forget that hug. Sorry.
Kansas, the baffling disappearance of Randy Leach. In 1988, Randy Leach, a teenager from Leavenworth County, disappeared from a high school party and has never been found. What makes the case stranger is there were rumors of satanic cult activity in the county in the days before Randy's disappearance, and the party site had been cleaned meticulously before investigators arrived. Soon after, it burned to the ground. Most people who've cooperated in the investigation have turned up dead, and county officials declined to pursue further leads. There are theories about what really happened that night, but we may never know the truth. Kentucky, the death of Betty Gail Brown. In 1961, Betty Gail Brown, a Transylvania University student in Kentucky, was found in a car on campus, her own bra used to strangle her. On her last night alive, she drove to campus after dinner to study with friends. Curfew at the dorm where she was studying was midnight. When she had not arrived back home, her mother went out looking for her, a search that would prove fruitless until 3 a.m., when local police would discover Brown's parked car in a campus driveway with her lifeless body inside. The case is still unsolved.
Changed Jennings forever. The first of eight Jennings females turned up dead.
Somebody out here is killing these women.
These ladies did not deserve to die.
They say there's no doubt in their minds that the murders are somehow connected.
Everybody knows something. Nobody wants to talk.
Louisiana. The Jennings Eight, the Jeff Davis Eight, sometimes called the Jennings Eight, refers to a series of unsolved murders in Jefferson Davis Parish. Between 2005 and 2009, the bodies of 8 women were found in swamps and canals surrounding Jennings. Most of the bodies were found in such a state of decomposition as to make the actual cause of death difficult to determine. Questions were raised when investigators realized that most of the victims knew each other well. Police misconduct is suspected in this grisly unsolved string of murders. Maine, the disappearance of Pamela Webb. On July 1, 1989, 32-year-old Pamela Webb went missing while traveling from her home in Maine to her boyfriend's in Mason, New Hampshire. The next day, her boyfriend reported her missing, and the search for Webb began over a 23-mile span of the highway she traveled. At 11:30 p.m., authorities discovered her blue Chevy pickup abandoned on the side of the Maine Turnpike near the town of Biddeford. The police officer who found it didn't investigate until sometime between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. the next morning. Inside the truck were some of Webb's belongings, as well as her dog. Authorities found typo blood on the passenger's side of the car and on the roadway below it. The officer observed a flat tire on the truck, and a spare rested against the vehicle. Several weeks later, on July 18, construction workers discovered Webb's body in Franconia, New Hampshire. After learning the officer who found her truck lied about the time frame, he became a suspect, but law enforcement eventually cleared him, and the case remains unsolved.
This is the house where Daniel Beckwith spent his entire life. And his attorney acknowledges he's an unusual character, not like many people that we know. But he says none of that means that he's guilty of murder.
Maryland, House of Horrors. In 2017, a Bethesda house fire revealed a disturbing find, the body of a man in the basement. Further investigation revealed a mysterious network of tunnels below the foundation of the house that extended all the way to the street. The house owner, Daniel Beckwith, has since been charged with the death of Askia Kafra, the body in the basement. Investigators allege that Beckwith hired Kafra to dig the tunnels but put him in danger due to the unsafe work environment. But the purpose of the tunnels and Beckwith's motives remain a mystery. Massachusetts, the Lady of the Dunes. On July 26, 1974, the remains of a woman were found in the Race Point Dunes in Provincetown. She was naked, partially decomposed, and thought to be in her mid-20s. Multiple facial reconstructions have been commissioned, and one theory holds that she may have been an extra in the movie Jaws, which was being filmed in the area in 1974. In one scene of the film, a woman that resembled reconstructions of the victim is shown in a crowd, wearing a blue bandana and jeans, which were also found with the victim. Since her discovery, her body has been exhumed 3 times in efforts to solve the mystery of her identity and her murderer.
Monica, these search parties are actually very large, but you wouldn't know it. I've seen about half a dozen people go here into the cornfields behind me, but they disappear because they are so tall. There are also several volunteers here across the street. This is the site of that epic house party, the last place Chelsea was seen.
In October 2014, a 22-year-old Chelsea Bruck went to a Halloween party in Frenchtown Township. Bruck was dressed like Poison Ivy. Later that evening, Bruck was seen walking around in the dark with a dark-haired unknown man. That's the last time anyone saw her alive. The investigation was hampered because everyone at the party was wearing costumes, making it hard to identify who she could have been walking with. Several months later, the young woman's costume was discovered at an abandoned construction site. Chelsea has since been found and her murderer has been caught. Her disappearance remained a mystery for a few years. This brings us to the end of part 2. Thank you all for listening. To all who have followed or subscribed, a special thank you. If you're on a platform that doesn't allow you to communicate and you have a question, comment or show idea, you can email me at true crime, junkie, 01 at gmail.com. That's true, crime, junkie, 01 at gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. See you all soon.